welcome to the Discover Your Personal Power podcast, the show to help you live a life filled with peace, purpose, and power. My goal in this podcast is to give you something fun and meaningful to make your day a little brighter. I want to help you find your light and your personal power within. My name is Peggy Moore, and I am a wife and mother of over 30 years, a nurse for over 20 years, and a certified professional coach and wellness advocate. I want you guys to know that I get it. Sometimes being human can be hard. But the good news is we're in this together. We all get to choose how we want to show up in this world, and we can create the life of our dreams. How are you guys doing? Are you enjoying the warmer weather? How is your summer going? Are the kids excited to be out of school? Are you doing lots of fun activities? I'm doing some recordings ahead of time this month because I'm going to be with my grandbabies over the summer. And I wanted to have as much in my business done beforehand so I could soak in all that grandbaby goodness. I'm so excited to be able to spend some time with my family and eat some good food and enjoy the fun summer weather and just relax. And so this got me thinking a little bit about life and about priorities and about intentionality. I hear that word a lot, and I kind of like to think of it as living my life on purpose. Really paying attention to the choices I'm making every day and making sure that they're in line with what I want most in my life. Sometimes it's easier than others. I've been working on setting intentions every day and just reminding myself of all the things that I'm grateful for, and then thinking about how I want to show up for the day, how I want to be spending my time. Am I going to spend it on things most important to me, or am I going to let myself get sucked into scrolling on Instagram or the internet? I have to admit, I'm a little addicted to the dance reels on Instagram. I love fun dances. So I've been thinking about, am I going to love everyone that comes my way and hold space for those that need my time? Or am I going to be short and impatient? I've been doing this for a few weeks, and specifically as part of my morning routine, and I am finding that I love it. It really provides some clear focus for my day and allows me to live my life on purpose instead of by accident, instead of letting all the randomness, the emergencies of others, and distractions come into my life. I can really decide and choose what I want to bring in my life. And I love this. Michael Hyatt says, most people spend more time planning a 1 week vacation than they do planning their lives. Crazy, right? Now, I'm not saying we need to plan and overschedule every second of the day. In fact, if you know how to live on purpose and live intentionally, you might not even need a to-do list or a schedule at all, because all the decisions you'll be making throughout the day are based on your purpose and your values and how you want to spend your time. So instead of chasing our tails and struggling with life in the fast lane, we can seek a life of purpose, direction, clarity, peace, and joy instead. A life on our terms instead of a life dictated to us by our schedule or to-do list or that carefully calendared items. Life can become an endless cycle of ticking things off those lists. Trust me, I lived that way for years, hurrying from one activity to another, draining our bank accounts as we succumb to a tempting new pair of shoes or a new car or just one more toy for our kids. We don't take the time to pause and reflect and think about whether and how we're filling our days and our lives, and whether that's in alignment with what we really want out of our life. So our core values and our priorities. Those values and priorities seem to just get written for us by whatever is shouting the loudest from our to-do list. Learning how to live on purpose brings you peace in knowing that your life is going just as it should be. Learning how to live on purpose brings power because knowing your values and your goals helps you prioritize your resources, like your time and your money and your energy. I think living on purpose or living with intention drives us forward, looking ahead to our future, and it helps us embrace the journey and enjoy the process. Richard Norton said, "Intentional living is the art of making our own choices before others make the choice for us." I love that. First off, what does it mean, though, to live our life on purpose? Well, the dictionary defines purpose as the reason for which something is done or created or for which something exists. The verb would be with determination or resoluteness. I love both those words. And then intention in the dictionary, it says that means the act or instance of determining mentally upon some action or result. So intention keeps the end or the object intended in the mind. It's the thing that we intend or aim or the plan or maybe like the idea or the why that we're doing something. So intentional living is a lifestyle that encourages us to define our priorities and get really clear on what we want from life and try our best to live in line with those priorities, core values, and beliefs every day. That kind of sounds easier than it may seem. Sometimes we aren't even clear about what we want out of life. We get busy with life and forget to even ask ourselves this question. I think getting clear on your personal vision takes a little thought time. Maybe some journaling and some question asking. Here's where a good coach can come in. For me, working with a coach helped me to gain clarity and bring my goals and vision in line with my everyday activities. I want you guys to know I offer free discovery sessions where we can talk about where you're at and where you want to be and formulate a plan to help you get there. Just go to peggymoorelifecoaching.mykajabi.com and look up coaching. The quality of your life is dependent on the quality of the questions you ask yourself, and a good coach can ask those questions. Lao Tzu said, "At the center of your being, you have the answer. You know who you are, and you know what you want." We just need to take the time to tune out the voices of others and look deep into our own soul. Take the time to determine the core values that mean the most to you. When you know what you want most from life, your day-to-day decisions become easier. You experience more joy in knowing that life is not directing your activities. You are directing the activities that mean the most to you. Living life on purpose and a life that truly serves and supports you to be the best version of you for you, yourself, and those that you love. This can help you create the life of your dreams. Defining your priorities is key to living life on your terms. Life may be a little busy every now and then, and many of us struggle with financial worries, family problems, or health issues. But your life as a whole is more complex and intricate than this. Your life is made up of individual days in which you make millions of little decisions that shape those days and ultimately your life. Knowing how to define your priorities and get clear on what really matters, and you can find that your days and decisions will have new meaning, direction, and focus, even if they don't always go as planned. Life doesn't always go as planned. There's bumps and dips in the road as we go along. But when we're focused on intention and purpose, that's okay because we can have bumps and dips in the road and still hold on to our purpose and priorities and the things that really matter. I also think, especially for myself, like it's important to recognize that these can change as our seasons in life change. I am an empty nester right now, but there was a time in my life when I had three busy teenagers. There was a time in my life when I had three younger children. So I think my purpose and maybe my priorities change during those times. So I think it's important to do this exercise wherever you are in life, and especially as the seasons in life change. So I just want you to think about it a little. What do I want for this time in my life? Who do I want to be? What do I want to do? And how do I want to show up in this world? I love those questions. I encourage you to write them down in your journal and do some soul searching. Here's a few steps that I came up with to help you live life more on purpose and to live with intention. First, as Simon Sinek says, finding your why. First, we need to practice a little self-awareness and recognize what things are most important to us. We need to find our why and really take a look at what we truly want from life. What makes you happy? What motivates you to get out of bed each morning? What do you look forward to during each day? What makes you smile? What makes your heart sing? What brings you joy? One of the best ways to do this, I found, is determining your core values and beliefs. Your core values are a key to choosing your direction. You don't need to have your whole life figured out, but you do need to know what matters most to you. What are those values and beliefs that you want to emulate in your life? So, what are core values? Well, values are the principles that give our lives meaning and allow us to persevere through adversity. Our core values are those that we hold the dearest and the ones that are the most important to us. When our rational brain uses its power to train the emotional brain to make decisions and choices according to our values and goals, then we live more authentically and find peace in living intentionally. Why is it helpful to define your core values, beliefs, and priorities? When we don't know what's important, I think it's difficult to know what to focus on. So think about the process of decluttering your home. When you think of what to keep or what to throw away, you ask yourself simple questions, right? Is that item important? Does it add value in some way? Do I use it? Is it broken? Do I need it or do I love it? But you don't want to keep everything. So you prioritize, right? Well, life is the same way. If you let your life become stuffed with clutter, then you spend your time and energy tidying and cleaning and struggling with the stuff in your life. A little like you would tidy, clear, and struggle with a cluttered worktop or cluttered cupboards. That struggle can end up looking like frustration, anxiety, resentment, overwhelm, and burnout. So by defining our priorities and asking the right questions, we can clarify what we want to keep and what we want to declutter. So here's a list of a few questions that you can just kind of ask yourself, maybe journal about, and it'll just kind of help you think of what kind of things that you're attracted to in your life, what kind of things are naturally important to you. And so think about like why your friends are your friends. What attracts you to them? What kind of things do you buy? What maybe your last purchase? What was the latest thing that you purchased? And so why? Did you give it a lot of thought? Did you just pick something up? Was it on sale? What kind of things do you purchase? Why did you choose your career or your job? Why are you with your partner or your significant other? What attracted you to them? What are your dreams? What are your goals? What are your aspirations? Where would you like to be in 5 years or 10 years? And what kind of things matter most to you? What would you say are the most important things to you in your life? Everyone's core values are different. So mine include care for myself, care for my relationships, lifelong learning, and freedom, just to name a few. These values inform my life vision, which in turn guides my choices. I reflect on my values and vision every single day. It's simple, really. Define what matters to you and then do whatever you can to align your life accordingly. If you have no idea what your core values are, start by thinking of moments when you have felt the most happy or the most proud of yourself, and then kind of dig around. Use those questions that I just gave you to kind of think about. Take some time to journal. Generally, we feel good when we're living and acting in line with our values, and we don't feel so good about ourselves when we violate our values or our beliefs. So what are your core values and belief? What are the constructs that you want to live your life by? There's lots of ways we can figure this out. You can do an internet search for core values, but there's lots of lists. I'll leave one in the show notes for you. You can simply start by making a list of values that are important to you and start by writing all the ones that you love and that mean the most. Like, for instance, loyalty, compassion, friendship, having fun, feeling peace in your life, whatever those values are. And then you can narrow them down to maybe your top five or your top 10. So getting to know yourself, using some self-awareness, and really looking at your life and what your core values and beliefs are can help you to gain purpose, peace, and power in your life. So next, we need to analyze what we're doing. Analyze what we're doing right now. Are the things that we're doing every day in line with those core values? So once you've figured out and you know what your core values and beliefs are, then you can determine if that is how you are living your life. It causes much pain and cognitive dissonance when our actions are not in line with our core values and beliefs. For example, I told you one of my core values and beliefs is relationships and my family, and they're very important to me. And so if I'm spending time doing a lot of other things that are taking me away from my family and my relationships, I get frustrated. I don't feel the joy and the peace that I could feel because I'm not living according to those core values and beliefs that I really want to be a significant part of my life. So knowing your core values and beliefs gives you power, but it also gives you freedom because it helps you know who you are and what kind of choices you need to make to live intentionally. So discovering your personal power is discovering your core values, beliefs, and priorities, and then living them intentionally within those thoughts, within those values. So knowing what your core values are helps you to live more intentionally. It sets the intention for the action to live life on purpose. And now that you know what your core values are, you can live more intentionally and live life on purpose. So let's look at a typical day. We can kind of sit back and look at exactly how we're spending our time. Being mindful of the decisions and choices we're making during the day can help us discover if the things we value most are showing up in our daily actions and behaviors. For example, what values are you expressing or living as you go through your day? Are there certain patterns? You can take the time to be curious and just allow yourself to be curious without judgment and just kind of sketch out the different things that are happening in your day. Then you can examine the evidence. When are you maybe spending time on something that is not really that important and doesn't mean that much to you, kind of like scrolling on Instagram? I think I talked about that earlier. And taking that time away from my family. So maybe I can put something on my phone that says, oh, you can look at Instagram for, 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but then it's time to put it up so that I can do what's really in line with my values, which is spend time with my family. So we can just kind of be curious and see what we're doing during the day. And then we can examine that evidence. we can see what we learn about ourselves, about what we want, and what we can learn about what we're willing to give up. So I am willing to give up some of that time I spend watching Instagram reels, because what's more important to me is spending time with my family. So you can look at what are the things that you're willing to give up and what are the things that are the non-negotiables in your life. Like my family. My family's one of my top priorities, so it's a non-negotiable in my life. As I'm going about in my day, then I can really make decisions determined on what I value most. So there's always lots of options in our day, and many of them seem reasonable, but it's helpful and comforting to rely on those values. So think about, are there times in your day when you feel like you're not living intentionally? When life seems to get away from you and you find yourself spending time, money, or energy on things that are not in line with the goals and the things you want most in your life. So here's a couple other examples that I found just to think about when we're thinking about values and actions. So for example, you got a raise at work. Should you add some extra money to your savings or make your life more comfortable right now? Well, that depends on your values and your goals. How about if you want to get started on an important presentation for work this evening, but your child comes in and they've had a really tough day and they need a little extra attention? What do you do? Both things are good. So you just got to really make that best choice based on the values that are most important to you. Here's one more that I found that was kind of interesting to think about. It says, you're on a bus, finally having a chance to sit down and rest your feet when an elderly woman boards and has no place to sit. What do you do? So life presents us with decisions large and small all throughout the day. While many factors are involved, the key factor is choosing how to act, and that comes from your thoughts and your feelings. So, back to our brain, when we train our brain to make choices with our rational brain, we make choices that are in line with our values. When we use that rational part of our brain, we're not making those quick in the moment emotional decisions. When we make decisions or choices by impulse without taking a minute to think of the consequences, we're usually using our primitive brain and we're letting that elephant or that primitive brain take control. However, we know how to do thought work. We know how to do emotional work. We've learned this throughout the podcast. Those of you in coaching know how to do it. This will allow us to use our rational brain to help us determine the core values that are most important to us. And we can choose the thoughts that promote the feelings that drive the behaviors consistent with our values and goals. This allows us to live intentionally and live life on purpose. Next, I want to talk about minimize to maximize. So minimizing or decluttering can actually help us maximize the life that we want to live. So instead of wading through the clutter of stuff and the clutter of overscheduling and the clutter of poor money management, we can learn to minimize and declutter to provide space to help us maximize the things that we want most in life. So, here are a few tips and tricks that I found useful in living a life on purpose and taking the time to minimize so that I can maximize my life. Number one is having a clear structure for the day. I don't mean planning every single minute, but if you have things that you want to get accomplished, a structure is nice. I also love having a simple morning routine and a simple evening routine. That kind of bookends my day. One gets me up and ready to take on the challenges of the day, and the other creates time and space to wind down and get ready for a good night's sleep. Number two is not overplanning. So with that clear structure, I'm also careful not to overplan, and sometimes that may mean I have to say no. So at this stage of my life, I usually go to bed early because I get up early. So this means during the weekdays, I don't schedule activities at night. And if a friend or someone wants to do an activity in the evening, then I usually say no because I have have to minimize and protect my time and taking care of myself so that I can do the things that are important to me, which means getting up early, taking care of myself in the morning, and going to work the next day. Number three, decluttering the stuff. So decluttering my home. Your home is a space and you create a space that feels comfortable to you, but it needs to bring joy and allow you to breathe. For myself, I need things to be visually pleasing, but not overly crowded. I feel best in a space that is decluttered. Number four, decluttering your time and investing your time wisely. Time is a precious commodity, and sometimes I feel like it's one of our most limited resources, especially when I feel like there's just not enough hours in the day. Making sure to use my time wisely is important and helps me stay in line with my values and goals. Number five, maximize the things that are most important to you. So when life gets busy, it's so easy to take things like relationships we have with others for granted. We forget or neglect making the effort to connect and spend time with the people who mean the most to us. I know for me, relationships are very important and they need work. You have to be able to spend time to develop that connection and feel that relationship. So I think it's super important to be intentional about your relationships. Focus on the ones that are mutually supportive. Number six, live on purpose. Set intentions every day. What are the intentions or the energy that you want to bring into the world? What are the intentions and the energy that you want to bring to your relationships, to your career, to your hobbies, to your interests? Brendan Burchard says, the power plant doesn't have energy, it creates the energy. What kind of energy do you want to create or generate in this world? Brendan recommends starting each day with these questions. What do I want to be today? How do I want to show up? How do I want to interact with others? And how can I make a difference and serve with excellence? Those are the questions I ask myself every day. They help me to set my intentions for the day and live my life on purpose. If you want to take control of your life, live your life on purpose and live according to your values and goals, you can join me for a free mini course on intentional living. I created this mini course to help you take these questions to the next level and find your why, minimize to maximize, define your purpose, and live your life on purpose every day. Thank you guys so much for joining me today. It has been so much fun talking to you about living life on purpose. I hope you guys have fun things planned for summertime and you're able to spend some time with your family and with intention, soak in all the love. I have loved chatting with you today. Please leave me a review on iTunes and hit that subscribe button so that you can get all the podcasts straight to your inbox, and I will see you next week. Until we meet again, my friends.